With the holidays approaching, most of us think about food a lot this time of year. But do you ever think of food as medicine? That connection between food and health, especially for those who don't have access to healthy food, guides the work of Dr. Allison Gustafson.
I really focus on addressing food insecurity as a key determinant on the pathway to diet-sensitive chronic disease outcomes. So when we think of diabetes or hypertension, certain cancers, cardiovascular disease, what we've really seen in our state and across the nation that those who are food insecure are then more likely to have type 2 diabetes, more likely to have hypertension. So most of my work has really focused on how do we improve food insecurity so that we can then improve health outcomes among a variety of populations, one of them being people in Eastern Kentucky, but also other rural communities and urban communities as well.
Gustafson, the Gatton Foundation endowed chair and professor in the Department of Dietetics and Human Nutrition in UK's Martin Gatton College of Agriculture, Food and Environment, launched the Food as Health Alliance in 2022. The Alliance is one of the first recipients of the American Heart Association's Food is Medicine initiative, Healthcare by Food.
A lot of people are using food as medicine, but really we want to look at the bigger system of healthcare by food. And so what that looks at is our clinic providers screening for food insecurity. And then we want to understand how are we going to refer those patients who've been identified as food insecure that also have hypertension or type 2 diabetes. And then ultimately, what kind of program or package are we going to offer them to improve their health outcomes? So we want to understand how do providing food for the adult, but then also for the child in the household that's experiencing food insecurity. How can that improve health outcomes among the adult, but then also among the child or children that are residing in that home?
Having proximity to partnerships on one campus is vital to advancing this work.
We work very tightly with our UK healthcare partners. We hope that our research informs policy. What we want to show over time among thousands of Kentucky residents, not hundreds, thousands, that providing these food packages that are tailored for diabetes, hypertension, we can move the needle on health outcomes and on food insecurity.
It is yet another example of how UK researchers, in partnership with providers and communities across the state, are working to improve the health of Kentucky. For UK at the Half, I'm Amy Jones-Timoney.